The opinions expressed on this radio show are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented is for educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume any discussions or information presented serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice or from any other investment professional and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Sound Income Strategies is not a law firm or accounting firm, and no portion of this radio presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation.
Scalpel. Sponge. Retractor.
Wow, this is one messed up retirement.
Do you think you can save it?
Had they only listened to the retirement income doctor.
Welcome to today's Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter, founder of MidAmerican Tax Advisory. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere. If you're in or near retirement, this program has been designed for you. And now, the Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor radio show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again another week, and I'm looking forward to today's show. We are going to talk about a topic that we haven't covered in a while. It's a topic that's very important. You know, one of the things, of course, we do through our practice and through this show and the importance of this show is we talk about income planning. We talk about wealth management. We talk about the importance of income as opposed to all being focused on growth, especially in this type of market environment. But, you know, I have seen personally many financial plans basically done right, but everything fall apart at the tail end when it comes time to pass the financial plan, which is now an estate plan, on to the next generation. So today we're going to talk about estate planning, the importance of estate planning, some of the nuances with it. And I'll start by giving my little preface. I am not an attorney. I am just talking about things here generally speaking. We do have one of the best in Kansas City estate planning attorneys working with our firm. We've had Phil Anderson working with us for quite some time, and he's the guy to call for the actual intricate, detailed estate planning questions. I'm going to talk about Phil as we go through this a little bit. We've had Phil on for quite some time, but I want to talk about the generalities and the importances of estate planning. Matter of fact, I want to talk really about three things pertaining to estate planning. Number one, the importance of estate planning. Number two, some of the components of a good estate plan. And then number three, finally, some of the things that you could do to at least help you start thinking in the right direction. I do workshops on estate planning, required minimum distributions, Social Security, and a lot of other topics. But as I have people come to our estate planning workshops, and then they come visit with me afterwards, they always kind of have the same thing they say. That is, you know, we have been thinking about it for years. We've been thinking about it for years, just never done anything. Matter of fact, I find many, many people want to do it. They just don't know where to begin. They don't know what to think. They don't know what questions to start with. Well, let me start by saying, give us a call and we can email you, mail you, however you want to get the correspondence. We can mail you a little white paper we've come up with that has got one thing, 16 questions to start thinking about when it comes to estate planning. I came up with several of them. Phil came up with several of them. And it's the 16 questions we find over and over again. Number two, how to fund an estate plan. Number three, talking about the differences between wills and trusts. There's actually more than one document I'm talking about here. But if you want to take advantage of getting those documents put in your hands, give us a call. And that phone number you can call us at is 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Another thing you can do too, and we just recently started this, and I want to promote this a little bit here. You can also, if you didn't catch all the things that I'm talking about today, and you want to re-listen to us go to www.retirementincomedoctor.com and you can re-listen to this radio show and maybe go through it in a little bit more depth when you got time and you're not driving. But if you want to get hold of those white papers, give us a call. So let's start talking about estate planning, the importance of. You know, I have seen many, many, as I said, retirement plans just undermined in the fact that they didn't have a good estate plan put in place. You know, when you're talking about estate planning, one of the biggest costs, there's lots of costs in not having an estate plan, but one of the biggest costs is probate. And as I talk to people in our workshops, I find one of the main things that people want to do is avoid probate. They don't know why, but they just heard bad things about it. And let me tell you, it can be very costly. It's not costly to you because you're usually dead at this point. It's costly to your heirs. It can be 10, 15, 25% of a person's total estate. So it can get very costly. It can tie things up for a long period of time. And if at all possible, you want to avoid probate. Also, you know, one of the other things that I want to talk about pertaining to estate planning, it can help you, at least possibly, protect from a thing called Medicaid spend down. What the heck is Medicaid spend down? Medicaid spend down is when you've got assets over a limit and you want to get Medicaid to help pay for long-term care. Those assets, if you're wondering, by the way, are $102,000 for a couple. You can have a house and a car. And for a single person, it's only $2,000. Believe it or not, only $2,000. A lot of people in my workshops ask me, why in the world is there such a difference? Hey, I didn't make these rules. I'm just telling you what they are. So, you know, possible protection from Medicaid spend down. And one of the other things with the importance of an estate plan is relieving loved ones from emotional decisions. You know, it's hard enough that you have passed away. Now, all of a sudden, the kids got to make the decisions. You know, some of the decisions you want to make before that time happens. Do you want to spend the last 6 months of your life on a ventilator? What do you want your kids to do in a scenario like that? What decisions do you want them to make? These are decisions you want to make before you get there. Another thing you do by having a good estate plan in place is help avoid or at least reduce family tensions. How many of you out there can basically testify to the fact that you've seen families separate over some of the craziest things? Sometimes it doesn't even involve money. Well, when you do get emotions and money involved together, I mean, some crazy decisions can take place. You know, one of the things I like to mention here, you know, talking about family tension, one of the things with estate plans that everybody fears is what if one of those kids, what if one of those relatives wants to contest? Well, one of the things that I have noticed in every estate plan just about that Phil puts together, Phil Anderson, is he puts a thing in there called a do not contest clause. What the heck is a do not contest clause? I'll tell you, if you don't have one, you ought to look at one. A do not contest clause takes that person that might contest and takes their incentive out of it. It basically is kind of like a wet blanket on a fire. It's like, it's going to put that fire out. Basically, if they contest, they're out. A do not contest clause. Now, if you're curious, if you've got an estate plan and you're not sure if it has a do not contest clause, if you have been thinking about an estate plan, but you don't know where to start thinking, if you are thinking about going and getting one and you don't know what questions to ask, give us a call. I can email you a copy of the 16 questions that we've come up with to help a person start getting on the right path to thinking of the right things pertaining to estate planning. We can also email you some of the information about how to fund your trust, the differences between wills and trusts. And again, if you want to have your estate plan looked at, Phil will be more than happy to sit down with you free of charge and do that. Give us a call, toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. You know, one of the other things I like to point out here, too, is that you can also listen to us. You may be listening to us on 980 KMBZ. We're on Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. We're on Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. And, of course, we are also on 103.7 from 2 to 3 p.m. on Sundays. You can catch us several different times on this show. Or you could just simply go to our website and check myself out or check Phil out. You can see his bio right there. And again, I'll direct you to our website. It's www.retirementincomedoctor.com. It'll lead you over to our website. So, you know, with that, I wanted to mention that. But, you know, a few more things pertaining to estate planning if you do not have an estate plan in place and you've been thinking about it, it's something you want to do. Because let me tell you something. You've got an estate plan. You may not think you do, but you do. You've got the state's version. And believe me, it's not the one you want. See, this is not Missouri or Kansas's first rodeo with someone not planning. Matter of fact, I think I read an article, it was 2016. The state of Missouri at least had $822 million of unclaimed property. $822 million. You know, this is a problem. You know, you think about some of the importances, reasons of why having an estate plan. You can see some older cases and some newer cases. Everybody remembers Elvis Presley. When Elvis Presley died, 73% of his estate went to the IRS. He didn't have an estate plan. Also, more currently, Prince, $350 million estate. He was asked four different times, didn't even have a will. Now, what's happening is a judge in Minnesota is trying to get it on the fast track. He's been trying for a while to get it on the fast track to shut that thing down because everybody is now related to Prince. So it's a good idea. Now, we're going to have to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the components of a good estate plan. Some of the things that you can do to help you get thinking on the right track. But again, if you've got questions pertaining to this, give us a call at 800-611-1966. I'd be more than happy to get a document in your hands, a little white paper, 16 questions that you need to start thinking about pertaining to estate planning. Also, some of the differences between wills and trusts, some estate planning basics to help you get thinking on the right track. We can email it to you, mail it to you, however you want to get it. You know, here's the thing I always tell everybody. If you're thinking about doing this, it's a good idea to get these questions answered before you see the attorney. One thing I will point out, we do everything under one roof at Mid-American Tax Advisory and the Retirement Income Doctors Practice, Mark Falter. We do estate planning. We do taxes. We do financial planning, of course, and wealth planning. But we will do a estate plan through Phil. He will do a full-blown trust for $950. That's a married couple, husband and wife. He will do a will for $550. The reason that I wanted to do this, I want to do it as a value to our loyal listeners. And it's something we do. We're not trying to make a killing on estate planning. We just want to have it done out there. So again, give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
By taking into account worst-case scenarios and having a more conservative approach to planning, we have been truly blessed to help hundreds of seniors in the greater Kansas City and Topeka area working towards reaching their goals and values without changing their lifestyles. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Business owners, some of you have worked 20 and even 30 years to build your business. You're ready to sell your business and go into retirement, but you don't want to risk or lose any of your hard-earned money. How about 401k owners? Have you recently changed jobs and have a 401k account that you would like to roll over? If you have money you are counting on for retirement, break free from the stock market insanity with alternative investment strategies designed to protect and grow your hard-earned money. There's no retirement without income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
This is Mark Falter coming back at you, the Retirement Income Doctor. We're talking today about estate planning. We talked about some of the important aspects of estate planning. We talked about some of the components of a good estate plan, why you want to look at it, why it's something important. You know, how we've seen many financial plans devastated because people didn't get an estate plan put in place. And we've talked about how we do workshops, and many, many people come to these workshops and they say, I've been thinking about it for 3 years, but I just don't know where to start. Well, now we're going to talk about some of the components of a good estate plan. First thing it has is a clear disposition of assets. Very clear, not gray. In other words, you don't want any gray areas in your estate plan. You want to have an idea how things are handled. You know, sometimes there's 2 to 3 children involved. Sometimes there's split families. In any good estate plan, it's going to have that stuff basically word it out exactly the way you want it. It's going to have beneficiaries in it, both primary and contingent beneficiaries. Primary beneficiaries are usually, and not in all cases, but usually a spouse. It's the person you want assets to go to upon your death first. And then after that, you're going to have a contingent beneficiary. Now, with a contingent beneficiary, this is you and the primary have now passed away. You've got assets going to a contingent. Well, one thing you've got to think about when you have a contingent beneficiary is, do you want those assets going per capita or per stirpes? Per capita or per stirpes? Now, what the heck is the difference between per capita and per stirpes? Per capita means if you have three children, one of them dies with you, let's say, it's going to go split between the other two. Per stirpes means it's going to go to the children of that child. In other words, in the same line, in the same bloodline. In other words, the one third you've got going to one of those three children are going to go to the children underneath that child, your grandchildren, in other words. So that's a decision you got to make. Now, think about this. If this is the first time you've ever heard the words per stirpes, you probably don't have it set up on your investments. You probably don't have it set up on your life insurance. If you're curious, what the heck is the difference? And this is something that you're like, this is the first time I've ever heard this. Give us a call. We'd like to put in your hands a document that'll kind of give you the 16 questions to start thinking about pertaining to estate planning. Talk about some of the differences between per stirpes and per capita. We can email that to you, fax it to you. We can do whatever. Get it in your hands. Help you start thinking. Free document. Give us a call, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or you can go to our website at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Check us out there, and you can look at some of the other documents that we have that you can actually download there. Okay, we've talked a little bit about the importance of an estate plan. We've talked a little bit about per stirpes versus per capita, beneficiary listings, both primary and contingent. We've talked about how if you don't have an estate plan, you've got an estate plan. It's the one that the state's got, and believe me, it is not the one you want. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between wills and trusts. Now, which one's better for you? I have no earthly clue. That's a Phil question. Phil Anderson, he is our estate planning attorney we have in-house, that if you want to have a free consultation, if you want have an estate plan that you've drawn up and you haven't had it looked at in 3 or 4 years, you don't want to pay an attorney $300 or $400 to sit down and look at it, give us a call. We'll do it for free. He'll sit down with you for 1 hour. He's one of the best estate. That's all this man does is estate planning. That's why I hired him. And he'll sit down, take a look at your stuff, tell you if it's current or not, and tell you what needs to be changed. Do it for you for free. Again, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. I want to go into a little bit about some of the differences between wills and trusts. A will. Now, what is a will? A will basically like the ultimate in beneficiary listings. A will will basically get things where you want them to go, and it's better than having nothing at all. But let me tell you one of the biggest misconceptions that comes with a will, that a will get around probate. A will go through probate. That is how a will is settled, is through probate. And something to keep in mind, probate is a public process. You can go on some of the county's websites and find estate plans that are in probate, and you can get down to the how many accounts this person has, what's in the accounts, the name and address of the contingent beneficiaries, the primary beneficiaries, all this information. Let me tell you something I find with people that come to our workshops. They don't want to have things publicized now. They certainly don't upon their death. And this is the issue with a probate. It's a public process. Understand a will go through probate, but it is better than nothing. Believe me, a will is not a bad idea. There's a place for wills out there. But again, one of the things I mentioned earlier, Phil, if you're interested in doing a will, if you have got nothing in place, he'll do a will for $550 for a married couple, a single person, $350. And that comes with a durable power of attorney and a healthcare directive. If you want a trust, he'll do it for under $1,000. We've basically got him priced at a very competitive price. Matter of fact, as I say at many of our workshops, I dare you to price shop him and see if you can find a better price. And look, check this guy's bio out. Go to our website, www.midamericantax.com. Check him out and tell me if his bio doesn't work for you. I mean, that's all this man does is estate planning. He's got very well-versed background in this. Which brings me to a topic that, and I don't mean to offend by saying this, but I will tell you, if you want to get an estate plan done, I would encourage you to go to a good estate planning attorney, one that does only estate plans. You'll get a better estate plan than what you will in most in other cases. I'll give you that one little free piece of advice. But again, if you want to have things checked out, if you want this white paper about the 16 questions that you should start asking yourself to help you get on the right path of the thinking process, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or if you want to re-listen to this show when you've got more time, you can go to check us out on www.retirementincomedoctor.com. And of course, you can catch us every week, three times a week, actually, 9 to 10 a.m. on both Saturdays and Sundays on 980 KMBZ. And then also catch us on 103.7 KCMO radio at 2 to 3 p.m. on Sundays. So let's talk a little bit about trusts. You know, we talked about wills just now. Let's talk a little bit about trusts. What the heck is the difference between a will and a trust? A lot of people don't even know. Well, like I said, a will will go through probate. A will will help you pass things on to the next generation. It's better than nothing. But a trust can, if I had to say one thing that I've found in my dealing with them, we do taxes for a lot of trusts. They will contain things. They will hold things for a period of time. It's kind of like a big container. Now, speaking of that container, let me tell you something. I heard a statistic years ago. I don't know the exact accuracy of this thing today, but more than half, let me put it to you that way, more than half of the trusts done in America today go unfunded. Anybody out there heard of a guy by the name of Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson had a $600 million estate. The man did a trust. He never funded his trusts. This is one of the things when we hired Phil, I said, Phil, I want to make sure if somebody does an estate plan with us that we walk them through the process on how to fund it. Many people, they'll do everything right. They'll pay the money to the attorney to have the estate plan done, and they never go through the process of putting things in the trust. This is critical. This is one of the most primary things you've got to do with a trust. A trust will contain, but it will only contain what you put in it. And you can do this several different ways, but if you want to get some more information about the importance of funding a trust, how to fund a trust, give us a call. We'll talk to you about the 16 questions that you should be asking yourself pertaining to getting on the right path of thinking about estate planning and some of the important features of funding a trust, how to fund a trust. We can send it to you in the way of a white paper. Both Phil and I have come up with this, and we'll be glad to email it to you, mail it to you, whatever the case is. Give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Or again, if you want to check us out on the web, you can check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. We are going to have to stop for a break, but when we come back, we are going to be talking to you about some of the important features of a trust, and we're going to be also talking to you about a durable power of attorney and a healthcare directive. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
By specializing in the entire universe of more conservative income and dividend-paying options outside of the stock market, as well as sharing a philosophy of not being married to any specific investment or strategy, we've been able to work with our clients to help create a roadmap and give them a great deal of individual attention so they can focus on enjoying their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you missed any of today's program?
No problem.
You can now hear the Retirement Income Doctor online anytime, 24/7 at retirementincomedoctor.org. That's retirementincomedoctor.org.
What do you do in the morning? Do you spend the time with your first cup of coffee looking at the newspaper or watching financial news so you can figure out how well your investments are doing? Instead of worrying about a return on your investments, consider the peace of mind you can get by avoiding the stock market roller coaster. Now you can enjoy a return on life. Call now for a plan using non-stock market strategies that focus on generating retirement income.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
Welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is Mark Falter coming back at you again. If you're just now tuning in, today's show, we're talking about estate planning. The importance of estate planning, some of the most important aspects of estate planning. Before the break, we talked about some of the documents that we'd like to get you, a white paper talking about the 16 questions you need to think about pertaining to estate planning. If you're thinking about doing an estate plan, you're in the process of getting it done, you're thinking about it, you don't even know where to start to think, give us a call. We'll give you the 16 questions free of charge, no cost, no obligation, send it to you, and you can at least get on the right path of thinking. If you want to learn more about how to fund trust, differences between wills and trusts, give us a call. We got white papers on that. Or you can check us out on the web at www.retirementincomedoctor.com or call us at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So let's get a little bit into trusts here. We talked about wills before the break, and let's talk about trust. You understand a trust goal is to make you penniless. You think, what the heck? Well, keep in mind, you own the trust. You're putting things in the trust. There's a couple of different ways you can fund the trust. And I talked about before the break the importance of funding the trust. A trust will come with basically a couple of documents. Of course, the trust. It'll come with a pour over will. It'll usually come with a durable power of attorney and a health care directive. And if you're married, you have basically two times that. Of course, the goal of a trust is to make you penniless. You own the trust and you put things into the trust. Now, why do you put things into trust? Because it helps you get around probate. It helps you potentially on the type of trust you do, help you get around the Medicaid spend down issues. Anything that has a title on it can be put in the trust. Things that don't have titles actually can be put in the trust. Now, there's different types of trusts out there. I don't have enough time to go through all of them. Honestly, in my workshops, I only cover about two or three different types. You've got a living revocable trust, which is 99% of you listening out there, that's the type you need. You've got irrevocable trust, which can help you get around Medicaid spend down issue. Then, of course, you've got the special needs trust. If you have a child or a person that's receiving these assets, that's getting government assistance, you might want to consider a special needs trust. Phil Anderson, you've heard me talk about him earlier in the show. He is our in-house estate planning attorney. He is versed at all these different types of trusts. If you have had a trust done and you haven't had it looked at in 10 years, if you're thinking about doing one and you don't know where to start, give Phil a call. He'll sit down with you for an hour for free. Doesn't cost you anything. If you're wondering where to start, give us a call. We'll give you the 16 questions to start thinking about pertaining to estate planning. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So we've only got a few minutes left, and I want to talk about two items pertaining to estate planning that come with any good estate plan, and that is, those are, should I say, a durable power of attorney and a health care directive. A durable power of attorney, what does it do? Well, you got to think about something. We all think about death, unfortunately, as it's happening fast. You go fast. What we don't think about is the fact that it may not happen fast. It may drag on for a little while. May drag on for months. Well, what do you want to have done during that period of time? Do you want a feeding tube? Do you want to be resuscitated? Do you want chemo? Do you want radiation? Here's the main thing. Do you want someone to pay your bills that keep, just because you're in a coma doesn't mean the bills stop? That's where the durable power of attorney comes in. It helps you choose someone or some people to deal with your assets if something like that happens. Important, very important. Everybody listening to this that's over the age of 18 needs a durable power of attorney. If you do not have a durable power of attorney and you're not sure about the estate plan, give Phil a call. He'll be more than happy to talk to you. He can do one for a very, very competitive price. Give us a call toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. So a durable power of attorney helps a person or people deal with your assets in case you don't basically go quickly. You know, your bills don't stop. Well, let's talk about what you want to have happen if you don't go quite quickly. Do you want that breathing apparatus put on? Do you want to be resuscitated? This is called a healthcare directive. A healthcare directive. Now, you might be saying, well, I got a healthcare directive. I went to the hospital and they did one quick when I was in there. Let me tell you something. That was for their benefit. A healthcare directive that Phil Anderson does, our estate planning attorney, is nearly 5 pages long. If you don't have a healthcare directive and you've been thinking about it, give us a call. Phil will talk to you about it free of charge. But what I'd like to do is put into your hands the 16 questions you need to start thinking about pertaining to estate planning. Give us a call toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Now let's back up a little bit on this durable power of attorney. The durable power of attorney, there are two different types. I'm not saying one's wrong or one's right. There's just two different types. One is a springing and one is a immediate. So it's really a question. Do you want the people that you want to have in charge of your assets in charge of them immediately, or do you want it to spring into action, so to speak? Well, a springing will typically require something to happen before it goes into power. That something is usually a couple of doctors say, yes, this person isn't coming back. An immediate will go into being right away. I'm not saying one's wrong, one's right. There's just two different types. You know, and we spent a little time talking about that health care directive, the importance of. Everybody listening to this just about can remember, maybe if you're, you know, under the age of 40, you might not remember this story. That is Terry Schiavo's story. How many of you remember that? The parents wanted her on life support, I believe it was, and the husband wanted her off life support. Well, 20 years later, they took her off life support. You know, the sad fact is they did an autopsy on that woman and found 5 years into that thing, her brain was so atrophied, she was not coming back. That was a sad story. I can guarantee you that. Now, that the husband did not, by the way, have a healthcare directive. I guarantee you if he got remarried, he got a healthcare directive, you know. So, again, in today's show, we talked about, especially if you're just now tuning in, we talked about estate planning, the importance of estate planning. We talked a little bit about some of the differences between wills and trusts. We talked about our fabulous, fabulous estate planning attorney that's been on staff here with us for a while, Phil Anderson. All this man does is estate planning. If you have been thinking about an estate plan and you want to get the best price you can find, give us a call. Toll free, 800-611-1966. Again, I mentioned this earlier in the show. We've had Phil, basically because he works with us. I didn't want it to be over $1,000. We basically have Phil doing a full-blown trust for husband and wife for $950. That comes with a durable power of attorney, healthcare directive, and the trust and the power of a will. If you just want a will done, he'll do it at $550. Again, that comes with a durable power of attorney and a healthcare directive. I say this because I found so many people won't go the route of doing a trust because of the expense of it. Unfortunately, the cost goes up when you say trust. So this is one of the things we want to do for our loyal listeners. If you've been thinking about it, you don't even know where to start, give us a call. We will email you, mail you, fax you, whatever you want to have happen. A document, it's the 16 questions you need to start thinking about pertaining to estate planning. Also a document pertaining to the differences between wills and trusts. You can also go to our website, www.retirementincomedoctor.com, and you can pull some of these white papers off our website, but really probably for that particular one, you might want to give us a call. It's kind of a specialized one. I'm not sure we got it on our website. Again, toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. And I appreciate all of our loyal listeners. I hear you guys calling in every week, sometimes with questions, many times with questions. I'm glad we're able to help. I'm really hoping that today's show helped out. Again, give us a call if you've got questions pertaining to estate planning. If you've got an estate plan that you did 10 years ago and you want somebody to look at it for free to make sure it does exactly what you want it to do. Many times people don't follow up on these things and they don't update them when they move or something like that. Give us a call. Toll free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Phil will sit down and look at your estate plan for free. You can go to our website, check Phil out at retirementincomedoctor.com or www.midamericantax.com, or give us a call at toll-free 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Thanks again for listening.
Our team approach to service has helped us earn a reputation for caring about our clients, and we feel truly blessed that they have allowed us to be part of their lives. To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. More with the Retirement Income Doctor is next.
Have you recently changed jobs and now you have a 401k or other retirement account you don't want to risk in the market? You have worked too hard to leave your retirement to chance. Since you will probably start another retirement account at your new job, why not make sure nothing happens to your last one? Be confident of your plan. Don't leave anything to chance.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Do you think the market is going up or is it going down? Do you know when it will go up or down? What happens when it's down and you're taking withdrawals from your retirement account? This can have devastating consequences. Avoid the stock market roller coaster.
To schedule a free, no-obligation review, just give us a call. Call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966.
Well, welcome back to the Retirement Income Doctor Radio Show. This is your host, Mark Falter, coming back at you again another week, and I've got an exciting, exciting show planned for us today. You know, every week we get to this point where I'm recording the show, and I really want to put something of value together that you can actually take something from it and actually apply to your situation as our listening audience. And, you know, as we've gone on further and further into our show, we've found many, many loyal listeners. Matter of fact, I had a lady at my workshop the other night, and I typically will ask questions of the audience that typically maybe one person will know one answer. But then we ran across two questions, and she knew the answer to both. She was literally rattling them off question by question. And finally, I actually stopped the workshop, and I politely asked her, I said, "How is it that you know all this?" Well, come to find out, she said to me, "I've been listening to your radio show." So I kind of felt happy about that. A lot of people are getting some value out of that, and I really do appreciate that. But today, we want to cover topics that I do public workshops on these topics, and I spend, when I do them, hour on each one. So with no further ado, let's get off into Social Security because we only got a few minutes left here. You know, first things first, some of you here listening to our show, thinking about going out and collecting on Social Security early, you're thinking about doing that because you're thinking Social Security is going to go under. Well, it just ain't true. There's a thing called the OASDI Trust Fund. That's where the Social Security checks are coming from. Believe me when I tell you, no president on his watch wants to see that thing. You got to understand that involves more than just Social Security. It would be catastrophic if that happened. Now, let me tell you some facts real quick about Social Security. Social Security, now these are a little bit old figures, but same thing's going on. 2014, the OASDI Trust Fund, that's where Social Security checks come from, was worth $2.789 trillion. In 12/31 of 15, same time, 1 year later, it's worth $2.81 trillion. In 2015, the total income from Social Security was $920 billion, Total expenditures, $897 billion. Net increase, $23 billion, okay? So Social Security is still making money. Now, does Social Security have some problems in the future? Yes, it does. No doubt about it. They know they got a problem coming in year 2034. But most of you that are just now getting ready to go claim on Social Security that are 62 and thinking, "I don't want to go get while the getting's good." Hey, you know, there's some strategies out there that could help you get more out of Social Security. Don't rush out there and take it because you think it's going to go away. It ain't going away. Congressional changes are taking place right now that are going to make this thing last longer. So there is a lot of security with Social Security still yet. So how does one determine their Social Security check? Well, it's basically based on how much you earned over your lifetime or your working career and the age in which you apply for benefits. And what they do is they take this amount and they actually tally it up at age 62. A lot of folks don't know that. They take your highest 35 years at age 62 and come up with a thing called your AIME, your average income monthly earnings. And then they take this by 3 bend points, and I won't take the time to explain all that, but the bottom line is they come up with your Social Security check. Then, as you well may know, or you may know out there, if you take it early, you get penalized. If you wait, you get not penalized. The opposite of what do you call that? You would get a bonus. That's what I'm looking for. Let's talk about that for a minute. Your full retirement age is 66. Let's just say that. At 66, you would get 100% of your check. Well, if you take it at 62, you're going to get a 25% cut. Let's say your full retirement age is 67. You take it at 62, you're going to get a 30% cut. So taking it early costs you money. What happens if you wait past 66? You get bonused 8% per year. 8% per year. That's important. One of the things I talk about in my workshops, and by the way, if you want to get some extremely useful information, give us a call. We will put you up into one of our workshops. It is totally free. I do not sell anything at these workshops. Nothing is for sale. Don't bring your checkbook. It is free information. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I do a darn good Social Security workshop. I've had multiple people tell me that. We've actually been on multiple different radio shows across the nation talking about Social Security because we know a little bit about it. But the point of what you'll hear me talk about in my workshops is a free analysis. So you can do one of two things. If you want to learn more about Social Security, come to one of our free workshops. If you want to get that analysis run on you, that will tell you what is your primary strategy. Now, what the heck is primary strategy? See, where it works against you, these penalties for taking it early, you can get these things working to your benefit by the utilization of spousal benefits. And you can take a spousal and let yours grow and let it get 8% and so forth. But these are all called strategies. Well, we have a software that will actually do the strategies for you. You've heard me talk about it on other shows. Well, you may have gone to other or gotten mailings from other people, advisors, whatever you want to call them, that are willing to do Social Security workshops. Actually, some of them are willing to feed you. But ultimately, what happens at these workshops? You go, you listen, and at the end of the day, they want to try to sell you something. I do them. I want to educate people. Well, let me tell you this. If you want to skip the whole workshop thing, just skip it. Give us a call, and we will run the analysis for you. We've got a software program. We actually looked at about 5 of them. We ended up with this one right now that we've got. It's a pretty entailed software. And what it does is it will show you your strategy. Because, you know, I tell everybody at the workshops, at the end of the day, everybody's question is the same thing. What about my situation? Well, it'll show you what you should do with your situation. We're going to need your what's called PIA, which is your primary insurance amount, your full retirement age, Social Security number. We're going to need your wife's full retirement age, or husband's, should I say, spouse's. That was the right word. Spouse's full retirement age, Social Security number. And we take them and run them through the software. You give us a call, you give us your email, we'll run your numbers, and we'll email it back to you. It's about a 27-page report. We will do it for free and quickly. You want to give us a call? Give us a call. 800-611-1966. 800-611-1966. So let's talk a little bit about spousal benefits. What the heck is a spousal benefit on Social Security? Social Security spousal benefits is 1/2 of the primary worker's full retirement age Social Security. So if you got John's, who has a full retirement age amount coming in of $2,000 a month, and Jane would get $800 a month, Jane could take a spousal, assuming John's taking his check, and move up to $1,000. She gets $200 a month more. A spousal benefit, long and the short of it, is half of the primary earner's Social Security. All right. Now let's talk about divorce spouse benefits. Well, basically, I'll give you the long and the short of divorce spouse benefits. It's the same as spousal benefits. Nothing changes if you're divorced, except that marriage has to have lasted at least 10 years. So if your marriage lasted at least 10 years, the prior marriage, of course, and you are remaining unmarried, you can go back and take spousal benefits. Now, I joke with my group when I do these Social Security workshops. I tell them, you don't know how many people, and I'm actually not joking when I tell you this, you don't know how many people I've had come into my office and say, if I would have known that, I could have put up with them for 4 more months. You know, of course, everybody laughs. But, you know, those divorcees, they're thinking of somebody when they laugh. Survivor benefits. Let's talk about those. Survivor benefits. Basically, you move up to the decedent's Social Security check. So if Joe and Julie are married, Joe's benefit's $2,000, Julie's is $1,200. Joe dies. What's Julie get? She gets $2,000. Oh, and income. Now listen here. This is important. Income limitations, for the most part, come off at full retirement age, 66. Or if you're 67, whatever your full retirement age is. Income limitations, what's that mean? You can collect those benefits. So if you are listening now and you think, man, you know, I'm 67 and a half. I had a spouse that died 3 years ago. Why am I not collecting? Let me tell you something. Survivor benefits and spousal benefits do not increase past full retirement age, past age 66 or 67. There's no 8% bonuses on that. If you're in that situation and you're curious as to whether or not you should claim on that, give us a call. We will run the analysis and email it back to you, and it will answer all of your questions. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. Lots of strategies that you can claim. I could cover 3 or 4 or 5 of them on the air right now. There's way more than 5. Hey, how many of you want to take a guess on how many different ways there are for a married couple to claim on Social Security? Come on, guess. 567, if you're wondering. Used to be over 700 prior to the elimination of file and suspend. There is one more thing I want to talk about on Social Security, and then I'm going to get off that topic. And that is taxes. How many of you think that Social Security is taxed? Well, those of you that think it's taxed are right. Those of you that think it's not are right. It's possible that it may not be taxed. It depends on a thing called your provisional income. Your provisional income equals your adjusted gross income plus one half of your Social Security. Based on that and the amount that is, it runs a sliding scale. The higher it gets, the more your Social Security is going to get taxed. The lower it is, the less. I guarantee you this. As I sit here and record this show, I guarantee you someone is on the other end of this radio show listening to this right now that is in a position where I call it, they are in negative numbers with the IRS. What does that mean? That means their provisional income is down low. That means they have very little income outside of Social Security. That means they're 65. They're not being forced to take out of their retirement plans yet. And they basically have very little income. Their provisional income is low. You flip over to their second page on their tax form. They got their standard deductions. They got their exemptions. And it's going into negative numbers. Well, guess what? The Internal Revenue Service does not recognize negative numbers. Zero. That's the last number they know of. When I see these scenarios, it frustrates me because I look at that and I think to myself, the advisor didn't mention anything to them about looking at their taxes. The tax person didn't mention anything to them about, hey, do you have investments? That person could be taking money out of that old 401k or that IRA and be getting it out tax-free, tax-free, putting it over into a Roth and letting it grow tax-free. They could be taking it out in the amount that they are in negative numbers with the IRS. I see this happen every year. I guarantee someone is listening right now. If you want to know that if you're in negative numbers with the IRS, you could still take money out and still not raise the tax on your Social Security, give us a call. We can figure that out for you in about 5 minutes on the telephone. No cost, no obligation. 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966, or check us out at www.retirementincomedoctor.com. I literally flew through Social Security fast, and I apologize. All right, enough of that. We are going on to topic number 2, required minimum distributions. What is a required minimum distribution? It is obviously a required amount that's got to come out of your qualified plans, your IRAs, your 401ks, anything that's qualified. It's like I tell people in the workshop, and again, I do another workshop on these required minimum distributions. If you've got a qualified plan, if it begins with a 4, such as a 457, a 401k, a 403b, all these things, or an IRA, you got to take some money out of it. At 70 and a half. Now, there's an exception to that rule. Let's say you're 70 and a half, 71, 72, and you're still working at the company. And you got a 401k through them. You don't have to take it out of that 401k, but you do out of the other ones, the old ones. So you got to get it out. You got to get it out by a certain age. What is that age? It is the year you turn 70 and a half. The year you turn 70 and a half. Now, how do they come up with how much you have to take out? Well, the long and the short of it is there is a thing, and you can write this down. It is publication 590, publication 590 by the IRS. It's basically the Uniform Lifetime Table. It tells you what your life expectancy is. Your life expectancy is not how you feel that day. It is an actual number that the IRS gives you. At a 70-year-old's age, when they have to start taking a required minimum distribution, their life expectancy is 27.4. Okay, so you take the total amount of your IRAs and qualified plans from the year prior, and you divide them by 27.4, and that will tell you your required minimum distribution for that first year. Now, let's be careful here, and let's talk about how you come up with the total of your IRAs. You got to take them from December 31st of the year prior. All right, and then you come up with the amount of your required minimum distribution. Now, let me give you a real quick example here. All right, let's talk about a person 73 years old. The 73-year-old person, their life expectancy number, and you can Google this, you'll see it. It's 24.7. That's their life expectancy number. They got a total of $158,225 in IRAs, and that was the total amount of all of them as of 12/31 of the year prior. You divide it by 24.7, because they're 73-year-old, and you come out with $6,406. Well, that's the required minimum distribution. That's how much you got to get out. All right? Now, you forget. You don't take it out. You discover this in June of the next year, and you get audited. Anybody want to guess at what the penalty is on that $6,406? It is $3,203. It is a very hefty penalty. It is a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty that the IRS has got. So you got to make sure and get it out. You got to make sure and get it out on time. You got to make sure and figure these things out right. The question sometimes comes up, what if I have a IRA and a 401k and I'm not working anymore? Well, you got to take it out of both of them, but you got to take the amount of the RMD that applies to the IRA out of the IRA and the amount that applies to the 401k out of the 401k. You can't mix and match. This is one of the reasons people move 401ks over to IRAs. How does the amount of money that you take out get taxed? It gets taxed as ordinary income and comes in at your marginal tax rate. What the heck is your marginal tax rate? There are actually seven tax rates out there. 10, 15, 25, 28, 33, 35, and 39.6. If you make married couple filing jointly $75,000 a year, you've got money running through three tax brackets, your 10, your 15, and your 25. Not everything gets taxed at 25 like people think. But when you take your RMD out, it will come in at that highest tax bracket. So that's a little bit about RMDs. We are going to stop. If you are curious about Social Security, what strategy should you use? Give us a call. We will run a 27-page report on what strategy works best for you. Personally, it's personalized for you. If you're curious about your RMDs, give us a call. We can give you some information on that. Again, toll-free, 800-611-1966. Again, 800-611-1966. www.retirementincomedoctor.com. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. Retirement Income Doctor Mark Falter.
Thanks for listening to the Retirement Income Doctor with Mark Falter. For more information about today's program or to speak with Mark, call 800-611-1966. That's 800-611-1966. The Retirement Income Doctor, Mark Falter, will be back again next week at this same time.
For more of the Retirement Income Doctor, tune in again next Sunday afternoon at 2.
The preceding program was sponsored by MidAmerica Tax Advisory. Greg Knapp.
Shawnee Mission parents question school district's purchase of semi-automatic rifles. Holy cow, they got semi-automatic rifles? They got assault weapons.
They're going to have assault rifles in the school, and it's just going to be us. You'll be people in a panic situation. People are going to kill my kid.
Are you crazy? The only reason that this officer would race to his car to get the semi-automatic rifle out is to stop someone from killing your kid.
The Greg Knapp Experience.
KCMO AM 710 Kansas City.
101.1 FM KCFX HD2 Harrisonville.
FM 103.7 K279 BI Kansas City.